In this interview, I am talking with Anton Schmutz, who is the director for Fromarte, which is an organization. Well, actually, I'm going to let you describe. What does your organization do?
Okay, Fromarte is the organization of the small cheese makers in Switzerland. We have about 600 small cheese plants, and all together is Fromarte.
Is there a certain kind of cheese, or how many kinds of cheeses do they make?
You know, in Switzerland, most of the cheeses are made in small cheese factories, and all these cheeses are, some of these cheeses are well known all over the world, like Emmentaler, Le Gruyere, Appenzeller. So we are the producers of these famous cheeses in Switzerland.
What does your organization do to help your members?
We have several work to do. We have, of course, the political activities. And then we have some other kinds of sustainable, like quality insurance, like promotion of our cheeses and so on.
Are your members from throughout the country or just in a certain area?
Yes, our members come from all over Switzerland, mostly from the German part and also from the French part.
Now, with this group of international agricultural journalists here, what kind of message do you want them to come away from Switzerland with?
I think they have to know that Swiss cheese is different from other cheeses made in big industrial plants. Mm-hmm. And this cheese is a handcrafted cheese and with raw milk, with without any additives, so this cheese is really different from other cheeses you can find in other countries.
How does the cheese that's produced here different, are there any other ways, I guess I would say, is it different from the cheese that we produce in the United States, for example?
Yes, our cheese, we start with milk, raw milk. This milk, these cows haven't any fermented feed. We transform this milk every day. And we don't use any additive for the transforming of this milk. Mm-hmm. So it's really absolutely natural, and it is another kind of quality. Mm-hmm. We work with origin microorganisms we can find in the milk. So it's really very difficult, but I think it's our chance because we have a small agriculture, small production, and we have to be different compared to all these big companies, big farmers.
One of the things that I love is fondue, and we were talking earlier about the type of cheese you make good fondue. Why don't you tell us what your suggestion would be?
Okay, for fondue you have to use the most common cheese is Le Gruyere. And also we can put together with Vacherin Fribourgeois. So with these both cheeses we will have a very famous fondue.
Does your organization or do your members participate in cheese making competitions? Do you have your own here?
Yeah, I started 3 years ago. I started with the Swiss Cheese Awards. And now it will be next year we will organize it in the Emmental, place. And I invite also journalists for the jury. If you are interested, come to us and join us for this competition.
Anything else you would say to people about Swiss cheese making and Swiss cheese as a product that they should look to?
Yes, it's important to make the difference. Of course, you can find some cheeses with similar names, but not really the original Swiss cheeses. You know, Emmentaler is a very common product. Of course, this name is used all over the world, but it is only one original cheese. It is the Emmentaler Switzerland, and this makes the difference.
Thank you very much, Anton Schmutz, who is director of Fromarte, an organization of the small cheese-making manufacturers in Switzerland. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.